Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will start things out here this hour by going right into your phone calls. And coming up, we're going to run some of the numbers for you. I don't know if you've heard these yet, but the statistics on exactly how much the government, federal government, has spent on creating new jobs. Let's go first to your phone calls, though. Kurt is with us in Michigan, and we're going to try him again. Had some cell phone trouble last hour. Kurt, you're back on Free Talk Live on the AMP line.
How apropos that as I was speaking about a previous call that dropped, my call dropped.
Funny how that is. Go ahead.
Yes, but I was thanking Mark for a wonderful compliment because the call that I was referencing was when I was speaking about my nephew who was going to become a DEA agent, and then my call dropped. And, Ian, you said that you wanted me to call back, as I listened to it subsequently, to find out whether or not it worked. And then Mark said, well, if anybody could convince him, it was Kurt. And I just think that that's a wonderful compliment, and I'm honored that you feel that way about me.
You're welcome. Oh, that's so warm and fuzzy.
It did. It warmed my heart down to the bottom.
Very good.
But now I want to apologize for how I'm going to treat you on this call, but I'm going to disagree with you again.
All right, go ahead. Who, Mark or all of us?
Well, both Ian and Mark.
All right.
Because the call previous to that, and Nick was actually there for that call as well.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about the rights.
Rights.
And whether or not they exist.
Yes, that's right.
And you said, and my position was that they did.
They exist in the same sense that mathematics exists, or language.
Right. Well, there's a certain point at which you have to accept abstracts or else life stops, because without architecture, a New Hampshire winter will kill you. Simple as that.
Well, architecture's a way to arrange atoms and things, right? I mean, it's how we affect the outside world.
You're talking about mental architecture, right?
Well, I meant architecture insofar as, you know, being able to build a house that won't collapse on you.
Okay.
And the knowledge. A couple of Saturdays ago, a gentleman called up about rights, and you were both on the opposite side of him on the argument. And I agree he was not a very good advocate of his position, because I don't necessarily believe that just restating your opinion is evidence for your position. And that's what he did. He just kept saying, rights exist, rights exist, rights exist.
Right.
I like trying to paint people into a corner, like saying, well, hey, Mark, do you love your wife?
I do.
Do you love your child?
More than I can say.
No, you don't, because love doesn't exist.
Well,
and I'll ask you the same questions that you asked him insofar as rights.
Well, wait. Before you go into the questions about that, let's talk a little bit about your statement that love doesn't exist. I think there's probably more evidence for the statement that I think there's probably more evidence for love existing than there is for rights existing, in that love can be felt. You can't feel rights.
Well, feeling doesn't exist.
Oh, it certainly does, as far as inside you.
What color is it?
You can measure it. Well, it's chartreuse. You can measure it in that.
Does it fit in your garage?
What's that?
Does it fit in your garage?
Sure, it does.
Love?
Yes, it does.
Fits in your garage?
No, it fits in my garage.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get your points, but at least I'm coming up with some answers.
He's asking the same questions that you asked the guy on the phone about rights.
Who wouldn't give me any answers? But the point I'm making here is that at the very least, what happens to me when I'm, you know, feeling love to the very brim can be measured. You know, the heartbeat quickens and
cry.
All those other things. Right. There's tears that come out of my eyes, things like that.
Again, tears don't exist. That's just something
tears are real.
Abstract. They are a saline solution, which, again, doesn't exist, because these are just definitions we give them.
You're sounding silly now, Kurt.
The point I'm making is you have to, at some point, accept some abstractions, or life stops.
I think that the idea that ideas are real is it's a good point, because otherwise we're just hunks of meat ambling around.
Well, then I'd like to make this point. If this is so, then which rights do exist, Kurt? Do I have the right to medical care? Because Hillary Clinton told me I did, so I must.
Okay. I agree that, you know, that we... They are in agreement, just like language is an agreement. And when you know, like you said, I could be in the same room with somebody who doesn't understand my language, and we can't communicate. You know, colors also don't exist. Turn off the light in a room, and what color is the wall? I mean, it is.
Also, colors can be subjectively interpreted in that some people are colorblind, and different people, that even though they aren't necessarily colorblind, may see colors just simply differently. So it's all about how you interpret the vibration that you're seeing.
Exactly.
But I think that
and pain also does not exist because you can't measure it in terms of actually having five cups of pain.
This is an interesting conversation. I'm glad you called in to bring it up. I think pain absolutely exists, and love exists. Feelings exist. You can you can comprehend them to the point where there's actually something happening, whereas rights are just an agreement that two people come together with.
I mean, does math exist, Benian?
Does math
does
exist?
2 + 2 = 4.
That's an agreement. It's on the same level as rights, I would say.
But
these are useful. I'm not saying I reject the idea of rights. I'm not saying I reject the idea of math. I accept them and embrace them willingly. I like those ideas, but that's all they are.
But rights are like a weapon, Kurt. They're putting a weapon in the room. To say that they are true puts a weapon in the room that then someone can multiply and use against you, in the sense that, you know, you have the right to clean water, you have the right to
internet access now.
Yeah, right. In Finland, you have the right to internet access. Who are you to say that they don't, Kurt? And this is the problem with even talking about rights. I think that what I like to do is I'd like to say the term, well, let's talk about rights theory for a minute. And then I get to frame the debate in that, rights theory says that the things that come within you that you are able to do without imposing on someone else, you are right to do. However, if you have the right to internet access, someone therefore has the obligation to provide you with internet access.
But the primary right is the right to self-ownership. That's the primary right.
Some people would disagree with you, though. I mean, that's a declarative statement, and I happen to agree with you, but somebody who doesn't agree with self-ownership would disagree with you. They might say the primary right is the right to health care, you know, the right to survival or something like that.
Well, you have the right to life, but you don't have the right to sustenance.
You know, it's a theory, Kurt. I'm sorry. Rights are a theory, and I'm for the theory, and I'm willing to debate them as a theory. But to talk about them as a fact is just it's not putting the debate on a playing field that all people are going to jive with. What you need to do.
You have to put science in that same category.
Science, gravity is a theory, right? I mean, until we can find, create it and make it a law, it's still a theory. I agree with you that some theories are more sound than others, and I think I love the idea of negative rights being a very sound theory, and I think that if you frame them that way, then people can kind of understand that these ideas of rights are free-flowing, and people might be able to create them anew. If you say that a right is a right and it's real, then, well, if I say the right to health care is real, then it's real, right?
But just as you do not have to drop 10 trillion pieces to prove that gravity exists, all you have to look at is the fact that those areas that are the strongest respecters of property rights do the best insofar as their people are far more taken care of, far more comfortable. They innovate with greater speed, and the standard of living rises as more rights are respected, and that is respect.
Okay, but now you're saying, you know, which rights are respected? I mean, won't the standard of living rise if my right to health care is respected? What about my
my
right to internet access? See, this is a battle of semantics, and one that I don't feel is worth even having.
Oh, I love this segment. Thanks for the call, man. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the updates. Just go and get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free. And want to tell you about the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's when you get together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've all moved to the same place in order to get active for freedom. That's what's happening, and we're a part of it. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about it and get signed up. That's FreeStateProject.org. Now, we actually did an extended edition of this program last night. We stayed on the internet stream after the radio show was over, and we went on for, what, another hour and a half, I think. And
something close to that.
We were going to shut it down after about a half an hour, but then we got on to this topic about this call-out program, and you went off, Mark. So if you want to hear Mark almost lose it, you pretty much did lose it last night.
Yeah, it's really not uncommon for me to lose it.
You can go and download last night's podcast at freetalklive.com. But what you were so upset about actually is happening now, Mark. You've been authorized, apparently, to move ahead with this Free State Project recruitment program that you've had planned out, and that's great news.
Yep. I had a meeting with Barron, and at which he...
Barron is the president.
Yes, the president of the Free State Project. He had a stern talking to about ethics, and I've decided to move forward. He's come up with a plan that he believes he has modified my plan to some extent to fit all the criteria, and I'm in agreement, and we're ready to move forward.
Great.
So we are moving forward. We've taken steps.
You've made some pretty big claims about how successful you think this call-out program is going to be, and I hope it lives up to your expectations. I really do.
I don't see how it can't.
Because if it does, then you've predicted 20,000 members for the Free State Project, which we're already at over 9,800. So you predicted that you'd get another 10,000 plus in what, 6 months or a year at most?
I think 6 months could be tight, but I'm targeting 18 months, 2 years, between a year and 2 years.
Okay.
And that certainly would be significantly better than the pattern that we're on right now. If it's not working out in those time frames, then we're not doing the job, and we need to pack up and call it a failure or whatever. And I'm really just wondering, when we make the bronze statue of me here in the Free State, should I be on a horse?
Should you be on a horse? Are you a horse kind of guy?
Have you ever been on a horse in real life?
Yes.
I think you can justify it, yes.
Perhaps, just because it's unusual, perhaps a camel or an elephant.
Let's go to the phone calls and talk to you about what you want. It's Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank in New York.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
It was a humorous discourse a few moments ago. I just wanted to say a couple things, and I'd like to reiterate Wittgenstein's famous... reason or definition of philosophy, which I think can apply to almost any intellectual discourse, and that is that it's any innovation is based upon a linguistic misinterpretation. And I thought that was sort of evident tonight with the discussion regarding
any innovation
gravity.
Is based upon a linguistic...
In the discourse, furthering the discourse, it's based upon a linguistic misinterpretation. And
okay.
Wittgenstein used that in the sense to historicize a lineage of Western philosophy. So in a sense, if you have, let's say, a difference of opinion on a definition or a concept, that creates a discourse. And depending upon the perspective of the participants, it can be edifying and enriching, or it can be masturbatory and absurd. I wanted to say...
So you would say the conversation was the latter?
I think it verged on that because no one seems to understand that rights exist in codified law. And if we look at the United States legal system, we would say that the Constitution is the highest law of the land. And within the Constitution, we have the Bill of Rights that gives specific unalienable rights to the individuals of the country, citizens.
That doesn't mean that they exist.
Now taking that... And when you talked about gravity can exist or it doesn't exist, well, gravity exists whether we read Newton's discourse on gravity or whether we don't. It exists just as colors exist within the electromagnetic spectrum, whether we see them or not. These are facts, and to sort of negate that in the postmodern kind of self-centered subjective discourse is really sophomoric and ridiculous. And it really furthers no... purpose in a sense. But it is entertaining, and maybe that is the purpose. So that's all I wanted to say tonight, guys.
So what he's saying, Ian, is you're entertaining as a jester or a jackass might be.
Well, we... No. We at the Illuminati were listening tonight and just having a great time with our sipping our cognac and listening to this. And they said, Frank, give them a call and sort of set them straight. So
What kind of cognac does the New World Order prefer?
Well, we like the Napoleon plant, Plante, which is sort of a French cognac. It's not
common
in a sense.
There you
go. It's very good. It's very tasty.
So you are claiming then that rights do exist because someone wrote some crap down and called them rights?
Well, it becomes all rights are codified within the law, and we certainly have a legal tradition that goes back to the Code of Hammurabi, which goes back over 6,000 years. So if we look at that...
But that's not proof of any existence. That's just someone writing down their ideas.
Well, religions exist.
Because those become embodied within the political... social culture and order, and that's what all civilization is based upan.
I suppose
we can go back to Toynbee.
Except they've been abrogated. Well, all of those rights have been abrogated.
You can look at it in the same way that you can show that religions and belief systems exist and have influenced human history. Catholicism exists. Judaism exists. It doesn't necessarily get to the fundamental question of whether God exists, whether
that's
the presumptions
true.
Of the religions are correct.
And all religions are based upon a regime of social control and oppression, and we all understand that.
So,
I'm in complete agreement with that.
But the rights are essentially...
We can neither prove God exists nor that God does not exist.
Frank,
that makes it the ideal vehicle for manipulation and social
control. Frank, in the same way, we can't necessarily prove whether rights tangibly exist or don't exist, but you're saying that they're the fundamental...
He's saying,
starting point, the fundamental assumptions that underpin a legal system.
I can prove they exist by going to the legal code.
You're just saying that structures have been built around... What you're saying is the same thing that Nick just said, is that structures in the real world have been built around these ideas. We're talking about ideas. When we're talking about religion, we're talking about ideas.
We're actually talking about the embodiment of ideas. In social practice, there's a distinctive difference. The embodiment of ideas in social practice... That is a major point that everyone seems to have negated in this argument. And that's really a linguistic kind of thing, too, that I think we have to be very careful of our terms.
Frank,
and we have to integrate history into this as well.
Frank, to be fair, though, what you're saying is that you can prove that rights exist by going to the code, going to the law, which
correct.
You can show that there are structures that presume that rights exist, but that would be the same as saying, I can prove that God exists by pointing at the Bible and saying, look,
this paper says
that God exists.
You're wrong on that point. simply because the Bible was written by men. I can
Constitution. Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy your cognac. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything to control the airwaves.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, I want to tell you about the Totasack, TOTASAK.com. You can pick up some of these, and they will help you pick up a whole lot more. They're handle made of 100% recycled materials that, for me, makes it really easy to bring in groceries from the car. One trip, that's all it takes. Two Totasacks, one in each hand, loaded up with bags, and I'm in the house, don't have to go back out. It's great. So go to TOTASAK.com to learn more about it. Order yourself a family pack. Or if you want, you can risk possibly winning a Totasack here in a little bit. We're going to do a contest tonight. So stay tuned for your opportunity to win a two-pack. We'll be giving away a two-pack of the Totasack here in a few moments. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Virginia, WSVG. Phil is on the line on Free Talk Live. Phil, what's on your mind tonight?
How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, super. What's on your mind, Phil?
I don't know. I haven't listened to the show in a couple days, so I don't know if you've touched on this, but have you read the most recent claim from our esteemed Environmental Protection Agency?
Which claim?
The one that says that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and they are entitled to regulate it, which means that now they can place whatever restrictions on carbon dioxide emissions that they feel like. Now, lest we forget, every living animal on the planet emits carbon dioxide. So to what lengths do you think they would go to restrict that?
I think they'll go to whatever length they feel like. And, you know, I've heard that this is what they intended to do, and I really expected this to come along.
Well, they were instructed,
not surprised at all.
They were instructed to do this, as I understand it. I did read about this from Downsized DC's Downsizer Dispatch, and as I understand it, the Supreme Court actually ruled in a case that they instructed the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act, even though the Clean Air Act did not mention greenhouse gases. So they were essentially told by the courts to write new policy into the Clean Air Act, and that's what they've done.
Oh, well, I was wondering where they got the legal backing to do that.
Well,
the first thing I thought when I read that was, oh, someone's going to challenge this in court and it's going to go down, but...
No, as I understand it, it was state of Massachusetts versus something. I forget, but there was a Supreme Court case that precipitated the whole thing. So essentially you have the judicial branch telling the executive branch to write law.
Well, they all work together, and that's what they do.
It's not constitutional, but...
Who cares? They don't care about the Constitution. They've never cared about the Constitution, not in my lifetime.
And the EPA can say their hands are tied if people are trying to raise a stink about it. They can say, hey...
We're under orders.
We didn't come up with this. I mean, the courts told us to do it. We have to do it.
I know, isn't that sad? Especially because of the fact that, I mean, if you really think about how far they could go, they could start regulating how many children you can have.
Sure they could.
They could regulate, okay, you can only breathe for so many years.
They've already regulated. I mean, whether we're talking about the federal, state, or local governments, that's all they do. And it's like I pointed out in the past, and it's worth pointing out again, it's the people's fault for obeying all of these regulations. It's our fault, those of us who bow down to the state and who lick their boots and who will follow whatever arbitrary rules that they crank out. It was the first regulation that came out whenever the hell it was, however many decades ago it was, that people followed and paved the way for the second, the third, and the 200th, and the 3,000th, and the 300,000th. And now I don't know how many regulations there are. There's no way any human being could possibly know what all the regulations say and what they all mean. It's a physical impossibility, yet here we are, and they're cranking out new regulations every single year because, well, people just go along with it.
I know, but you feel like it's getting to the point where, at this point, people are going to start really getting fed up with it, and, you know, you're going to see some civil disobedience.
Really?
Violent and nonviolent. I just get... You get that intuition that.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
I
am glad to hear somebody just. You say you've only been listening for a few days?
No.
No, I haven't listened in a few days.
Oh, haven't for a few days. Gotcha. Okay.
I've been listening for a while, but in talking to just the average man on the street, I'm getting this sense of people are really fed up in ways they were not fed up before. And
I hope you're right.
And that's of all ideologies. You know,
well, in talking to a lot of other young people, I'm fairly young myself, I do notice that. I mean, there's not a whole lot of optimism.
Really? Even amongst young people who honestly haven't been regulated to death like most people because they just haven't been around to
people
to
my age think that the... I've met other people my age that I would not describe as... card-carrying libertarians. These are, you know, people I knew vaguely from high school who I've met since then, recently, and they think that the country is essentially on a path to economic self-destruction because
Good.
Of all the regulations. So
let's keep talking about secession and declaring independence then in our personal conversations and on the radio.
I think it could be a viable option, one that people would support even in the time frame of the next 5 to 10 years, depending on what happens. When people start losing their livelihoods and feeling like the government is going to rob them of the opportunity to live at or above the means they're accustomed to living at, then they're going to get angry, and that's when people start actually taking action.
Well, you can pretty much count on that.
I hope they don't use their, you know, make the same mistakes we made the last time we tried some secession in this country, which is firing on government officials. I think
peaceful action.
You know, right. I think you're going to see a lot of both if this happens. You're going to see people are going to take up arms, and you're going to You're going to see the people who decide, you know, take a more peaceful approach.
I think what you're saying is probably true. Obviously, we can't control folks, but we can certainly do our best to influence them to those that are listening to us to be as peaceful as possible. I thank you, Phil, for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. One thing you can count on is that the government is going to keep doing its awful things and going to keep regulating and continue to control and come up with new ideas to ruin people's lives. Count on it.
I mean, the government's power is very limited. If a significant portion of the population decided to say, hey, we're not going to follow all of these regulations. I mean, we're not going to murder each other or steal from each other.
Yeah.
But when people get fed up to a certain extent, when a government has grown to a certain size, if the populace decides to reject the government has a couple of choices. It can either take the message and go away, or more frequently they'll try clamping down, which only aggravates people further. And it doesn't always result in violence, because eventually, if you get enough people on board saying, hey, we're just not going to go along with the program here,
yes,
there aren't actually that many politicians out there. And if their muscle decides not to follow through for them, then they don't really have very much power at all.
I don't know that I agree with this statement. I think that, in fact, the government just gets selective in who they enforce their rules upon, because they currently don't enforce all their regulations or even a portion of their regulations on everybody. It's just the people they happen to run across in any given instance.
Do that for a while, but England did let India go. They realized that it just wasn't worth it for them to force them to remain part of
the
British Empire.
But what I'm talking about happens in every government in every nation, right? Right now, all over the planet.
Sure,
government isn't losing; it's still winning. All they are is a violent gang that uses their power in order to reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Power is based on obedience,
and absolutely. And humans don't show any propensity, as I can see, of solidarity with their fellow man. So if they decide to come along and take you, Ian, why is it that Nick and I care? Oh, that's sure a shame what happened to Ian and everything. So I don't think that that America is becoming fed up with its government. I mean, I believe that that the American people do think that the government, probably more and more are disenchanted with it. But I don't know that they're ready to do much about
whether
it.
Whether people have a natural tendency towards solidarity or not, the idea does emerge sometimes and action is taken there. Just like the solidarity movement helped break up the Soviet Union.
I think you're going to see more solidarity here in New Hampshire than you are probably the rest of the country. I think there's something to be said for people that are coming together deliberately for the purpose of backing one another up. And it's happening here to an extent that I've never experienced. It's amazing when somebody gets into an issue with the state to have dozens of people get behind them, show up at court trials and things like that, writing letters while they're in prison and things. It really makes a difference.
And when it comes to the political stuff, is all some of the organization has to do, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, just send out an email and there's 100 people there.
800-259-9231. So if you want to make a difference, freestateproject.org. More coming up. You take control.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. Don't forget to head on over to... Oh, wait a minute, Nick. Well, the last time we had you in, your website was down. What's the status?
Still under construction.
Brat! No, that's unfortunate.
Don't bother giving out the URL at this
point. Oh, no. All right, well, then go to freekeen.com and look for the Free Minds TV episodes. You can get every single one of them there. They've been posted there since the very beginning. So Free Minds TV is available to you. And you can still get Free Minds Radio at libertyradionetwork.com. So,
you can, and they're both on iTunes as well.
Okay. So you can get more of Nick in two different flavors, television and radio, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. Freekeen.com for the television side and LibertyRadioNetwork.com for the radio side. And so we will continue here taking your calls about what you want. Let's go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I told you I wanted to talk about Santa Claus and rights.
Okay.
And I kind of figured out a way to put them both together.
Great.
All right. When you're talking about telling lies to little children about Santa Claus and whether or not he really exists, this is actually how I handled my teenagers when they confronted me on this, asking me, why did you lie to me about this?
Now, wait, did they confront you while they were teenagers?
Yes.
Okay.
They stopped believing in Santa Claus a long time ago, but my daughter decided to give me a hard time one day.
Yeah, this sounds like the statute of limitations on your lying might have run out at this point. She was just like dragging it up for no good reason. But I'm interested in hearing what you had
Karma
to say.
Karma doesn't have a statute of limitations.
Yeah, it does.
I told her that Santa Claus does indeed exist. He is a spirit, and he lives in my heart.
So
that's
it's
a good one.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus answer?
Yes. And the same can be true of rights. They exist as a concept.
Okay. If you want to use that modifier, yes, I would agree with you. As a concept, they absolutely do exist, but beyond that, certainly not.
And I think, and I'm going to get away from the Santa Claus thing, that was just how I handled it, but I think that it's important to remember when you're talking about rights, how the concept came about in the first place. And the concept of rights and the reason that they were written into the Constitution and everything else is because we were coming away from a system, or the people at that time were coming away from monarch systems. Monarchical?
Yeah, I guess.
Systems that where the kings claimed divine rights. They claimed that they had the right to order people around because God had given them the right to rule. And our forefathers were kind of saying, no, you don't have that right. We have the right to rule over ourselves. And that's how the whole concept got started, and that's where it came from. And since that time, due to flaws of the English language or evolution of the English language, what have you, that concept has kind of gotten muddied and slurred. And whether it's been done on purpose or by accident, you can argue forever and ever. I think that it was done on purpose by top politicians so that they could gain more control.
Sure.
They kind of muddied the water, and that's why you have these people saying, yes, you have the right to medical care, rather than saying, no, you don't have the right to force somebody else to do your bidding.
Well, I agree with that, Matt. And the way I like to approach it is from the standpoint of self ownership, as Kurt was talking about, the previous caller was talking about. I like to phrase the term rights theory, and then ask the person, do you own you? And it's the very, very rare individual that will, in fact, I believe.
No, the state owns me.
Well, but no, there's the one guy that doesn't believe that he owns that called in a couple of weeks ago that I went crazy on, who said that he didn't own him, that it was that if I cut his hand off, it wasn't his anymore.
The commie.
Yeah, I remember
right.
that.
Well, I don't know what he was a nihilist, and that's all I know about him. But if you, it's the rare person that wouldn't say that they own themselves, and then you can work negative rights, which is the terminology for rights that don't require anybody else to do anything. You can extrapolate those outside of that.
I hate that term, by the way. It sounds
awful.
So bad.
It isn't great.
It confuses me whenever I hear it. Even though I know it
I agree. That's another. That's the problem with the English language is, and with probably all languages, is that words mean different things to different people, especially when you're talking about concepts. And yes, I agree, Mark. I think that you do need to frame the argument when you're making it, and that's why I said it would help to look at where the concept came from.
Thank you for that, Matt. Anything else you want to share?
No, I just don't think it's right when people start talking about rights that would take from somebody else to give to themselves, because that's stealing, and stealing is wrong.
Darn right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ernie in Nebraska. Ernie, you're on Free Talk Live with you, Nick and Mark.
Hi, guys. Previous caller said rights exist because they're codified. Totally wrong. Rights pre-exist any writing. All the Constitution and Magna Carta and other things did was recognize rights that they admitted existed prior to writing them down.
This is true. What the
government does, they're not operating as a normal government. They're operating as a corporation, and they see us as simple assets. And yeah, we have rights. They recognize we have rights, but we have given them up by exercising one, our right to contract. We have contracted with the corporation through Social Security, through letting them issue a bond in our name called a birth certificate, which is what they use as collateral for borrowing money. We are simply seen as an asset, and by contracting with them and asking for benefits, we've turned over all of our assets to the corporation, put in trust.
Aren't there people alive now that don't have birth certificates? Because I know that some people's births were recorded in their Bibles. So those people
in Texas, all those kids that were taken by the state?
Yes.
There was over 400 kids taken by the state, and the appeals court ruled that they had to be returned. They didn't use the word jurisdiction, but the reason that they had to be returned is the state did not have jurisdiction over them because none of those families, nobody had a marriage license. Remember, a license is permission to do something that would otherwise be illegal. The marriage license originated to regulate interracial marriage.
That is true, but I have to wonder, isn't it possible?
They had no marriage licenses, no birth certificates, and no social security numbers. They had no contractual relationship.
Well, the birth certificate isn't a legitimate contract between me and the state.
I'm really skeptical.
Oh, it is.
I'm really skeptical.
Wait, before you go on.
I've heard the argument several times, and I'm really skeptical that this organization that is willing to use guys in black masks and SWAT helmets with MP5s to do its bidding is somehow screeches to a halt when somebody wags, some kind of, document saying, I am no longer a corporate personitude. You've got no power over me.
I want to bring Ernie back, give him a chance to respond. Ernie,
I'll give you a chance
to respond here. I want to bring you back here in hour number three. If you want to hang on, you can explain this. It's an interesting concept, but it would seem to me the reason why those 400-plus kids were given back was because the state just could not afford to handle that kind of a load. They just...
Or some judge decided for some reason to give them back. I mean, I find the state to be arbitrary less than I find it to be evil.
Do you think that the state, I mean, some of the stories we were reading, we were sharing a lot of stories from the FLDS confiscation of those kids, the stealing, the kidnapping of those kids at that time. We were sharing a lot of those stories, and one of the stories was that there were a lot of damn kids, and they really didn't have enough people to take care of them. They had them essentially warehoused, and so it was not something that could really go on for a long-term fashion. And so I think, to me, it would be an economic factor be the number one reason why, because otherwise they wouldn't have, if there was any legitimacy to the idea that, well, they didn't have birth certificates, therefore they couldn't keep them, well, wouldn't them not having birth certificates mean they shouldn't have taken them in the first place? Wasn't that as some sort of an illegal move on their part? It was money.
It's money, but the locals don't know the law on that. The appeals court higher up, I mean, they'll try and take your kids, and they make a profit taking kids and putting them in foster care.
You can tell me more if you want. Hang on. We're going to give away the Totasack right now, TOTASAK.com. You can go and order yourself a family pack, and makes a great gift, great stocking stuffer. But right now, you can get a two-pack if you are caller number 2 at 603-435-1105. It's our special contest line, 603-435-1105. Hour number 3 is coming up. Caller 2 right now gets the Totasack two-pack. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.